set, Jerry Garcia, David Grisman, and Tony Rice with Shady Grove. That's found on the Pizza Tapes. It's on Acoustic Disc Records. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. The program, All Things Folk, airs every Sunday from 2 to 5, live from the WRT studios on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. My name's Ken Batista, and I appreciate your company on a Sunday afternoon. Or anytime you listen. You can listen to the program. It's archived on our website. Just go to wrct.org. Look under schedule, click on All Things Folk, and there you'll find a place to listen to the program anytime. We're going to get into hour three and shift gears a little bit. Tom Lehrer, Harvard math professor and entertainer, passed away a few weeks ago, so we're going to hear from him, his music. So we're going to look at the humorous side of folk for a little bit, starting off with Alan Sherman.
Mother, hello father, here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators, and the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh motherfucker, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home. I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest father, darling mother, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mata fada, kindly disregard this letter.
One type of song that has come into increasing prominence in recent months is the folk song of protest. You have to admire people who sing these songs. It takes a certain amount of courage to get up in a coffee house or a college auditorium and come out in favor of the things that everybody else in the audience is against, like peace and justice and brotherhood and so on. But the nicest thing about a protest song is that it makes you feel so good. I have a song here which I realize should be accompanied on a folk instrument, in which category the piano does not, alas, qualify. So imagine, if you will, that I am playing an 88-string guitar.
We are the folk song army. Every one of us cares. We all hate poverty, war, and injustice, unlike the rest of you squares. There are innocuous folk songs, yeah, but we regard them with scorn. The folks who sing them have no social conscience. Why, they don't even care if Jimmy cracked corn. If you feel dissatisfaction, strum your frustrations away. Some people may prefer action, but give me a folk song any old day. The tune don't have to be clever, and it don't matter if you put a couple extra syllables into a line. It sounds more ethnic if it ain't good English, and it don't even gotta rhyme. Excuse me, rhyme. Remember the war against Franco? That's the kind where each of us belongs. Though he may have won all the battles, we had all the good songs. So join in the folk song army. Guitars are the weapons we bring to the fight against poverty, war, and injustice. Ready?
Do you see those happy smiling faces gathered round the band? I'm telling you, they're listening to the music of Ragtime Dan. Do you see them rocking to that rhythm? Hear them clap their hands? What is this thing that makes them swing? It's the music of Ragtime Dan. When they hear him rag that piano, they want to shuffle all the while. They want to move their 2 feet to that two-beat ragtime style. So come on and join those happy people gathered round the band. When he starts to play, throw your cares away to the music of Ragtime Dan. Round the band, I'm telling you, they're listening to the music of Ragtime Dan. Do you see them rocking to that rhythm? Hear them clap their hands? What is this thing that makes them swing? It's the music of Ragtime Dan. When they hear him rag that piano, they want to shuffle all the while. They want to move their 2 feet to that two-beat ragtime style. So come on and join those happy people gathered round the band. When he starts to play, throw your cares away to the music of Ragtime Dan. He plays piano, the music of Ragtime Dan, 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 Dan. A mighty syncopated piano man.
Tune in to Forbes Avenue, WRCT's homegrown public affairs program. Here, engaging guests talk about the arts, social issues, and intriguing topics with a focus on Pittsburgh, and meet some fascinating people along the way. That's the award-winning Forbes Avenue, Tuesdays at 9 a.m., right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
When I was young, I used to wait on master, serve him his plate. Pass his bottle when he got dry and brush away the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. When he'd ride in the afternoon, I'd follow after with a hickory broom. The pony being rather shy when bitten by the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. Mm-hmm. Oh, the pony run, he jumped, he pitched, he throwed my master in the ditch. He died and the jury wondered why, the verdict was a blue-tailed fly. Jimmy cracked corn that I don't care, Jimmy cracked corn that I don't care, Jimmy cracked corn that I don't care, my master's gone away. Cemetery, his epitaph is plain to see. Beneath this stone I'm forced to lie, the victim of the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy cracked corn that I don't care, Jimmy cracked corn that I don't care, Jimmy cracked corn that I don't care, my master's gone away. They say all things are for the best. I'll never forget till the day I die, my master and the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy cracked corn that I don't care, Jimmy cracked corn that I don't care, Jimmy cracked corn that I don't care, my master's gone away.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the range is an octave and three, where seldom is heard a discouraging word such as multiple voice harmony. 'Cause they don't re-record like Les Paul, Mary Ford, Patti Page, Tony Martin and me. For I am a trio, you see. It's three times the work for one-third the pay. Takes three times the time and no time for play. There's multiple voices all over the place. I'm an alto, a baritone, and bass. My songs of the West come out in the East. That don't bother me, but when they're released, they're not back-to-back, they're pressed face-to-face. And I'm alto, baritone, and bass. My life is divided, divided in three, and if I can't get out of this fix, I'll marry a trio and raise harmony in our own echo chamber for six. I squawk to the boss, but what does he say? Old soloists die, they don't fade away. But I go on record presenting the case of an alto, a baritone, and bass. They play back the playback and re-record me sing in harmony. Then play back the playback while I add my voice number three. Now I ain't one for retarding progress. In fact, multiple voices sound fine. A new sound happens once in a lifetime. But why did it happen in mine? I'm forced to get wealthy in sweet misery. And speaking of misery, it loves company. And there'll come a day some poor guy will get caught re-recording Spike Jones. What a horrible thought. Speaking of love, that's all that I do. The girl of my dreams is all mixed up too. 'Cause who does she sigh for each time we embrace? Not the alto, the baritone, or bass. Oh no, for a tenor named Mary. Oh,
be my
just heard from the Preservation Hall Jazz Band down by the riverside. That's from their 50th anniversary collection on Columbia Legacy Records. Spike Jones and the City Slickers, alto, baritone, and bass, from A Proper Introduction to Spike Jones and the City Slickers on Proper Records. Home Run Jethro, Blue Tail Fly, from Take Off Your Gloves and Play. Early recordings from 1946 to 1948 is on Jasmine Records. We heard from Stan Freeberg and Friends, Ragtime Dan from The Old Payola Roll Blues, and other hysterical hits of the 50s. Got two on Jasmine Records. We heard from Tom Lehrer, the Folk Song Army, from That Was the Year That Was. It's on Reprise Records, and Alan Sherman started us out with Hello Mudda, Hello Fada. That's from the Best of Alan Sherman on Rhino Records. You're listening to All Things Folk on WRCT. Reinhardt behind me now. WRCT is supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. This is David Bromberg.
Secret I shouldn't tell. I'm gonna go to heaven in a split pea shell. Oh Lordy me, didn't we shake up sugary everything I had? Done and gone. You know I pawned my watch and I pawned my chain. I would have sold myself, but I felt ashamed. Oh Lord, and me, and didn't we shake up sugary everything I had, done and gone. got a secret I shouldn't tell. I'm gonna go to heaven in a split pea shell. Oh Lord and me, didn't we shake up sugary? Everything I had done and
into Virginia, and the sun was going down. I beat my way into Virginia, sun was going down. I tried to get a favor, everybody turned me down. I caught a train out of Virginia, it was 16 coaches long. Caught a train leaving Virginia, 16 coaches long. I didn't care where it was going, I just kept hanging on. Here I am, and I'm doing very well. Here I am right now, doing very well. With a guitar highway train, I'm doing very well.
Families affected by disasters urgently need support. Help American Red Cross provide help and hope to people affected by disasters, big and small. Donate today by going to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
I'm not in your town to stay, said a lady old and gray, to the warden of the penitentiary. I'm not in your town to stay, and I'll soon be on my way. I'm just here to get my baby out of jail. Oh, warden, I'm just here to get my baby out of jail. I tried to raise my baby right, I have prayed both day and night that he wouldn't follow footsteps of his dad. I have searched both far and wide, and I feared that he had died. But at last I found my baby here in jail. Oh, warden, at last I found my baby here. It was just 5 years today when his daddy passed away. He was found beneath the snow, so cold and white. 'Twas then I bound to take his ring and his gold watch and his chain. Then the county laid his daddy in the grave. Yes, warden, the county. I'll go bring your darling baby to your side. I'm not in your town to stay, said a lady old and gray. I'm just here to get my baby out of jail. Yes, warden, I'm just here to get my baby out of jail.
Heard from the Everly Brothers, Roving Gambler. That's from a release titled Songs Our Daddy Taught Us. It's on Ace Records. And before that, we heard Billy Joe and Nora. That's Billy Joe Armstrong and Nora Jones. They had a release on Reprise Records that was titled For Everly, where they duplicated all the songs on the Everly Brothers record. We heard I'm Here to Get My Baby Out of Jail. Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry. Guitar Highway from Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry Sing on Smithsonian Folkways. We heard from Taj Mahal and Ry Cooter, Pick a Bale of Cotton. That's from Songs of Sonny Terry and Bronnie McGee on Nonesuch Records. David Bromberg started that set out with Shake Sugary. That's from an Appleseed recording release titled Try Me One More Time. This is All Things Folk on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name's Ken Batiste, and again, thanks for keeping me company on this Sunday. I have another group of songs for you, but I'll remind you that New Age Psychobabble, Satanic Seduction, and Everything in Between, Frequencies and Codes for Cultivating Inner Awareness. Join DJ Mother God for Spiritual Instruction Sundays 5 to 7 p.m. immediately following this program. Few more songs for you before I clear the booth here. We're going to hear from a new release from New York songwriter Christine Lavin. But here's a little feature, Something Old, Something New. This is an older release from Compass.
Katie says today the best day of my whole entire life. Katie is 3 years old. We've been dancing in the living room to her new Tom Paxton record. Katie's got a lot of rhythm when she wiggles for a little kid. She's got soul. That night when her mom and dad come home, I tell them what she said to me. I figure they'll think I'm some kind of babysitting genius to make this little girl so darn happy. But they smile and they say, don't take this the wrong way. But Katie said the same thing yesterday. Lately she's been saying that every day. I think back to what I know is the best day of my life. It was winter time 10 years ago. Christmas trees and freshly fallen snow. Instantly I picture the vivid details of that day when you told me that you loved me more than you could ever say. The air was a bracing cold, the sky a startled blue. Never before or since have I felt that close to you. What does that say about you and me in the past 10 years? I've learned to live with your silence. You've learned to overlook my tears. Now this dancing 3-year-old in her simple perfect way has me questioning the basis for the life we live today. Katie's probably sleeping now. I wonder if she dreams about flying with the angels. I long to kiss you on the forehead and smooth your worried brow. Though we have not given up, it's been ages since we've tried to reveal the aching passion that for years we've pushed aside. I whisper that I love you because I know you cannot hear. I turn off the light, and in the dark, you gently pull me near. Katie says today is the best day of my whole entire life. I'm waiting for my sandwich at the deli. Frank Sinatra's on the radio. It's portobello, sprouts, and Swiss on whole wheat. He was alive not so long ago. We think people like Sinatra live forever. I order coffee with one sugar and some milk, but they never do. They leave us feeling blue. I spill the coffee on my dress. Damn, silk. Stewart wipes the coffee off the counter as he hums, "I've got you under my skin." Offers me club soda and a dish towel, but it's too late, the stain is setting in. Stewart's looking for a woman he can marry. He recommends the dry cleaner across the street. But the girls who come in here for cigarettes and beer are not the kind of girls he wants to meet. We listen to the radio. Frank is singing soft and low. Polka dots and moonbeams. Stewart's lost in daydreams. Still he builds that sandwich carefully. He adds tomato slices free. I'd introduce him if I could to someone in this neighborhood. But he wants someone like the women in Frank's movies. He holds out for 50 and change, and he's holding out for love on a grand scale. Sometimes I worry Stewart is deranged, 'cause every day the world comes to his doorstep, but he only sees what isn't there. He waves me out the door, that romantic dinosaur. I want a cab, but I descend the subway stairs, and now the man beside me is wearing headphones. Is that music? Voice. The woman with him looks like she needs to talk, but right now she is not first choice. So I lean to listen in a little closer. It was a very good year, my favorite tune. As we travel underground, the music curls around another New York afternoon. Stewart sings along with Sinatra's song. It's another New York
we set free lightning bugs from a jar. Just before lighting Dave Van Ronk's last cigar, the great man took me under his wing. He was larger than life, with the wings of a king. I know that whenever I see a falling star, it's just the ash of Dave Van Ronk's last cigar. We took to the road, and he showed me the ropes. Never count a house, kid, keep dreaming your hopes. And keep an eye open for the bizarre lessons I learned from Dave Van Ronk's last cigar. We traveled the land, old friends come to greet. They called him the mayor of McDougal Street. Often we'd go out and close down the bar, but never stub out Dave Van Ronk's last cigar. He stood for a world that was kindly and just, and he held his own with balls to be cussed. Not to mention his gallantry in the boudoir, in the faint afterglow of Dave Van Ronk's last cigar. I asked Dave once how I could repay. He said, just help someone else someday. So like a poor hobo riding a boxcar, I don't mind sharing Dave Van Ronk's last cigar. Know that for as long as I walk this earth, it'll not be forgot what his life was worth. Oh, the songs that he played on his big guild guitar, I'll keep the flame for Dave Van Ronk's last cigar. I envy the roof that covered his head. I work in the garden that he once tread. I'll follow his footsteps no matter how far. You've not seen the last of Dave Van Ronk's last cigar. No, you've not seen the last of Dave Van Ronk's last cigar. sight. I said, where you been, my old friend? He said, I've been up in heaven drinking gin, red wine, moonshine. Everything's top shelf. Well, they pulled out a couple of cigars. We had a nice smoke, looked up at the stars. We could not help but philosophize, and as always, Dave Van Ronk was very wise. Kind of like that Buddha dude, Lao Tzu, Honorable Dr. Seuss. He said, I always did think it odd how some folks say there's only one true God, when actually it's God by committee, and non-believers sit just as pretty as anybody else. So relax, just live a good life. Cause all those zealots so full of grace, they end up in the other place. And those that claim to be snow pure, they get the job of shoveling manure. And as there's no lack of source material, they got to work overtime. Well, Dave chugga lugged his whiskey jug, then he gave me a big bear hug. That's when he said he loved me, man, and he heard all about his little plan to turn this old world upside down. First Dave and Trotsky and Jesse James gonna all meet up in Mark Twain's cave, and then they're gonna pull a job to liberate all the thingamabobs, the doohickeys, the thingamajigs, not to mention whatchamacallits. It's de rigueur, they'll storm the Bastille, and everybody's gonna share a big meal. Of course, there'll be an open bar while Dave Van Ronk plays the guitar, singing cocaine blues. Now, that's my idea of heaven. Nothing's too good for the working class. Yes, it may well be a mortal sin, but I told Dave Van Ronk to count me in right then and there. I made a pact I'd always have Dave Van Ronk's back, cause I love him too, man. To be a wandering troubadour, it has a certain esprit de corps. It's not for the wealth, it's not for the fame. It's to be as one and part of the flame. The cause goes on, but speaking of flames, that Joan of Arc is one hot chick. Dave tipped his hat, began to ascend. With tears in my eyes, I called after him. He said, don't worry, kid, I'll be right back. For another six pack. So keep on dreaming, keep dreaming. Sweet dreams,
for me this Sunday. We just heard from David Massengill, a couple songs, Talking Dave Van Ronk Blues and Dave Van Ronk's Last Cigar. David toured quite a bit with Dave, and we heard from Dave Van Ronk with Think Song from down in Washington Square. And back-to-back, Christine Lavin, Something Old, Something New. We heard Another New York Afternoon from her new record. It's called Drum School Dropout, and Katie says today is the best day of my whole entire life. That's from Compass on Philo Rounder Records. Well, that wraps it up for today. I'll be back next week, same time, same place. We'll do this again when I'll see you on the radio. Thanks for listening. For WRCT, I am Ken Batista.
DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.